Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2 in here. It's Monday, the 23rd of July, 2012, and this is my audio blog. So it's summer holidays now for the kids, and Amelia's having swimming lessons. She's had her first swimming lesson today, this morning. It was just half an hour. The lovely JN2N took Amelia for her lesson, and I stayed at home with Henry, did a little bit of working from home, and now I'm driving to work. So that's quite exciting. Every day this week she's going to be going on her swimming lessons, and she loves the water, but she'll obviously be learning a bit more discipline and stuff, so that's cool. I just wanted to say thank you very much to RTUK for her boo last Wednesday about how she manages her boo listening to avoid Pawari syndrome. It's very, very useful. So she's got, she makes sure she follows people that she wants to hear all their boos. She follows them in her followed boos. And then she uses that playlist or that RSS feed to give her a playlist of things that she will listen to, pretty much everything they produce. Maybe only skip it if they're doing something long on a subject that she's not interested in. And everyone else that she is interested in their boos, she will subscribe to them individually as RSS feeds, and then she can choose to listen to them, but she won't necessarily listen to all of their boos. So I find that very useful, to hear that, I'm not doing that. I'm doing something else, and it's clearly not working for me because I'm 5 days behind on my booze. The thing I find with having, because it's a public list on Audioboo who I follow. It's an endorsement. It's like a blog roll. It's people whose boos I think are important, and it's a statement it's a vote of confidence in their boos for them to be in my followed list. So to take somebody out of my followed list is not something I take lightly. So ideally, I'd like to stay with using the followed, having a true followed list. So I guess what I'm doing at the moment, when I get to one of those prolific people who do 30 minutes or more audio boos and do lots of them, and that they're all sort of self-contained, they're not part of a conversation, but they're sort of self-contained recordings. Maybe they're interviews, maybe they're recordings of an event, maybe it's a series of stories, or chapters of a story that are in various episodes, but it's still sort of self-contained content in that series. It's not interweaving with someone else. So when I get to those boos, if I am really behind, then I will skip to the end. I'm not marking them as played, but skip to the end so that then they sit in my playlist as stuff that I can still listen to when I've got some spare time to do so. I'll skip forward, but it does mean that I end up with a long playlist of, I've got 100 episodes, 116 episodes or something in my followed boos unplayed list at the moment, and I'm constantly having to top up the bottom end of that list, the most recent ones, which is a file management problem because I've only got a 16 gig iPhone, so it's problematic, but it does mean that I'll come back to those boos. Or at least they'll get a second chance of a listen when my downcast cycles back. So there we are, full disclosure. Obviously, it doesn't work because I'm 5 days behind. That's what I'm doing at the moment. Okay, thanks for listening. Toodle-poo.